The scripture reading is Numbers chapter 6, verse 24 through 26.
제가 봉독하겠습니다.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance on you and give you peace. Amen.
I'd like to give thanks and glory to Father God who had plans for my life and has led me with his love. I would like to give thanks to the Lord who shed His precious blood and gave me eternal life. I would like to give my thanks and glory to my shepherd who has hoped with hope, who had hope for me until I came into spirit. When I was struggling, and I came to church and attended Daniel prayer meeting. I just shed tears and went home. But I became a servant of God who can pray to God. Mrs. Bongmun Lee was there to lead me. Thank you. And whenever I sing praises of the songs that Father God gave to me, I could feel the heart of Father God in my heart. I'd like to extend my thanks to Pastor Hee-Shin Lee, who received the heart and will of Father God and conveyed to us. I'd like to extend my thanks to Dr. Esther Chung, who gave me a vision. And I would like to extend my thanks to my fellow pastors and the congregation who support me with great, applause. Dear brothers and sisters, 15 days later, the year 2013 is over. In this last month of 2013, while I was preparing for this message, I look back on this year. Year 2013 started with the original voice the senior pastor gave out. It was a very special year, a special year of blessing. And it is the blessing, and it is the year that I will never forget. March 31st, this year, I came into spirit by the grace of the shepherd, and I went to Upper Grave in May 25th, 2013, and I received the anointing on August 9th, 2013, and last October, I was called as a servant of God and became a principal in Sunday school. Numbers 6:24-26 says, The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance on you and give you peace. Father God has his face toward us, and he always wants to bless his two children. I'm going to deliver my message, which is my testimony, and I'm going to tell you what kind of blessings I received from Father God until I came into spirit. I hope that you can also count the blessings that Father God has given you. Dear brothers and sisters, the first blessing that I received until I came into spirit is the blessing through trials. Romans 5, verse 3 and 4 says, And not only this, but we also exult in our tribulations, knowing that tribulation brings about perseverance, and perseverance, proven character, and proven character, hope. So trials gave me hope, and that hope became the passageway to blessing. It was a passageway to blessing to Father God, to the Lord and the Shepherd. I feel that Father God has prepared a road to blessing and a road to heaven for each one of you. And those roads are various according to their growing up environment and characteristics. Well, I once thought the road for me was very narrow and tough. Sometimes I was despaired, and I was about to give up. But later on, I realized that that tough road was a rather a shortcut to go to Father God. As I passed that trials, I could see the waiting. I could see the hope that was waiting for me. It was the hope that my shepherd gave me, a hope for New Jerusalem. Let me tell you how I grew up. I was born in February 23rd, 1989, in the city of Bucheon. I cried so loud. My mother wished to have a daughter, and she thought, you know, I was a boy. Listening to my cry, she was disappointed. I grew up that active. And my father, Deacon Gisan Kim, you know, brought me up very strong. Even before I was born, my father ran a kindergarten and a private institute for elementary, middle, and high school students. He tried to raise me up with perfection, and he didn't tolerate me when I was rude or when I was not faithful. He always said, "You have to greet to elders." Whenever you see some garbages, you have to pick them up, always. If I started to eat before Father started, or if I left the table before my father left, I was severely rebuked by the table. I thought it was very difficult, but as it became my habit, doing good to parents, respect elders, and serving was part of me. So I was grown up with great, you know, expectation and praises and love. By the evangelization of Senior Deaconess Chung Sun Kim, we came to Manmin Church in 1989. Through the prayer of senior pastor, my father, Deacon Gisan Kim, was healed of a stomach disease. So, I was in this church for 25 years, but my believing life was full of shame. In a not-so-outstanding grace, I lived my believing life, very normal believing life. I was very slow to walk the way to heaven. But then, Father God stretched out, you know, His hand so that I could run my race of faith. It was the trial that I faced in 2008. Without that race, I would be somewhere in the corner of a sanctuary just attending Sunday services. So, let me tell you in earnest, you know, what was the blessing that I received through that trial. When I was 21, May 2008, there was a news. Proverbs 22, verse 26 says, "Do not be among those who give pledges, among those who become guarantors for debts." But my father didn't obey. And he invested an entire his money, and it became his debt. I was a student, and that amount of debt was I couldn't cope with. And my faith was weak to overcome that crisis. I was about to give up. But there was one person who became a great support, my mother, Senior Deaconess Bo Sun Cho. In that difficult situation, he was constant to work for Father God's kingdom as a district leader. Our family scattered, but my mother always knelt down and prayed to Father God. And she said, "Father God loved my family. I'm so thankful for giving me this kind of blessing." She made this kind of confession of faith. I believe Father God listened to her confession. Later on, I had a dream of my senior pastor. In my dream, I had the senior pastor for the first time. I was kneeling before senior pastor. And senior pastor gave me a white envelope. And he said, your father struggles a lot. Give this envelope to your father. But then, people around senior pastor tried to stop him. And they said, her father disobeyed your word. And you know, he brought troubles to this church. You shouldn't do this. But senior pastor didn't listen to them. And he said, your father struggles a lot. Please give it to your father. And he gave me the envelope. And I woke up. I've never dreamt of senior pastor before in my life. So I thought it was so interesting. Would it be a good dream? 2 weeks later, there was a very amazing thing happened. Just like in my dream, there was an aid from senior pastor. He knew that my family was suffering in a financial crisis, and he was surprised to see my mother being faithful as a district leader. So he gave our family an aid. So the dream actually came true. But what I was surprised more was the fact that senior pastor remembered my family. He thought about my family and supported my family. So I was so full of thanks, and I couldn't but cry. This was the turning point for me to feel the love of the shepherd deep inside my heart. We could overcome the acute crisis by the help of the senior pastor, but the fundamental problems were not gone. So I had to stop going to the college, and I got a job. And it was not difficult to work in that company because I was trained by my father so strongly. So even though I was wrongfully accused or rebuked without reason, I could deal with it. And then Pastor Myung Lee gave me a visit to my family. And then she said, she talked about the days, when the senior pastor family was very poor. In a small room, family, five members were in a small room. One day, she had to brought an apron to a class. And Mrs. Bong Lee was so, talented to make such an apron. And Pastor Myung Lee was so proud of that apron that other, her classmates, brought. When I heard her, I cried a lot because I was able to think of my past. Because on my way to school, I was on a bus and I saw the college students going to school. And then I thought to myself, I wish I could go to school too. And I cried. And I remember myself trying to escape the reality, or trying to ignore my family. I thought I was understanding my father, and I thought I remembered my father in my prayer, but I realized that there was hatred against my father in my heart. So after her visiting, I thought there was a certain thought that I had to go to school, I had to go to church. So naturally, I came to church. And Daniel prayer meeting was going on. I went to the back of the sanctuary and sat down. And there was Manmin praise waiting. And I was singing along. And I gave this confession. Lord, why don't you come now? Then later I repented. My Lord shed His such precious blood. And how much was He hurt when I gave this confession? So I shed tears in my repentance. Then I came out of the sanctuary. Then I suddenly felt peace in my heart. All those hatred was melting down in my heart. I realized that the Lord consoled my heart and healed my wounds in my heart. After that, whenever I prayed, Father God consoled my heart. And finally, hope started to bud out in my heart. Psalm 39 verse 7 says, And now, Lord, for what do I wait? My hope is in you. I realized that this trial is Father God's hand to lead me to heaven. So I came to have another hope. It was a beautiful hope that I came to have hope while I was singing this song.
오솔길 따라 걸어가다 보니 아름다운 나무 사이 찬란한 빛이 눈부시게 쏟아져 나오네. 오래전 내가 살던 땅에서 경작받던 그 일들 발걸음 옮기는 순간마다 생생히 떠올라. 내 눈물의 향을 아버지께서 받으셔서 이 아름다운 것을 보게 하셨나이다. 아버지 감사드려요. 아버지 사랑해요. 내게 주신 이 아름다운 소망 이루어지기를.
Just like this real lyrics, I am hoping for the day that I will hand my father's hand. And I will say to him, Father, you struggled, right? And you were hurt a lot. It was the love of Father God to lead you to this heaven. Then I will hold senior pastor's hand. I will say, Shepherd, thank you. Thank you for holding my hands until I come here. Whenever I sing this song, I think of that day. We were passing those days of trial. And just like the confession of faith, we are overcoming those trials with joy. The second blessing that I received from Father God is the blessing through my duty. I started to work for pastoral resources team and senior pastor as a senior pastor secretary from July 15, 2011. And I became an official Levi worker in January 2, 2012. Numbers 8:14 says, Thus you shall separate the Levites from among the sons of Israel, and the Levites shall be mine. The moment I went into that team, I started to feel that Father God Himself is leading me. When I went to that team, people asked me this question. How could you enter that team? But I just smiled. Well, let me tell you how I became a member of the team. I was preparing to go back to school again, and I went to senior pastor to receive his prayer. And then he looked at my prayer title, and he asked me, why did you stop going to school? And then I explained that, you know, because of my family, there was a problem. And then he said, why didn't you tell the church? And he looked at me. Later on, he started to help those students who couldn't go to school because of the tuition problem. I myself also received the grace, and I was able to graduate from college without worrying about tuition. And I started to, and I decided, I will not say with lips only, I will show my deeds. And then I was looking for a way to pay back for this grace. It was to get a duty. The beginning was usher's prayer in the college mission. Now we have to prepare in an official suit. So, on Tuesday, when we had, prison worship service, I had to make, timetable to have less, classes to go to school. I mean, to go to church. I had to have, books on my left hand, and I was holding my official suit on my right hand. Later on, I was told that my friends were curious where Hyunjin was going. When I prepared this much and gave the worship service whenever I gave my heart to Father God, I received special grace from Father God. During praise, during the sermon, during the prayer, my heart was filled with the joy. Even though it was a small duty, Father God gave me strength to to cast off the world. My duty continued, and I became the group leader, mission leader, and the unit mission leader. Whenever there was a big event in church, I was able to serve the church. Even though they were small duties, and I thought they were the ways to come closer to Father God. Whenever I was faithful to those duties, I eventually came to receive a duty to enter the secretary team. Father God listened to my confession and made my dream come true. Thank you, Father God. And I will tell you what kind of blessing I received until I became a fruit of Spirit. John 1 verse 1 says, the Word was God. I thought the pastoral resource team belongs to Father God directly. So I was thrilled whenever I heard the team name. I said, hooray, on my first day to go to, that team. I thought to myself that there is no turning back. I would just keep going. I will just keep going and going. But that's what I thought in the beginning. Well, I was okay in the beginning. Then one day, I found myself stagnating. It was the beginning point to circumcise my heart, actually. As I was dealing with those in the deep spiritual messages the senior pastor received, and whenever I dealt with the Bible before me, I was able to realize sinful attributes in my heart. I felt like I am an actor standing alone on the stage. That the light followed me wherever I went and enlightened me. Ephesians 5:26 says, so that he might sanctify her, having cleansed her by the washing of water with the word. By the words, every day my sinful attributes were washed off. I was like a very dirty vessel. Even though I wanted to serve the precious food to my beloved ones, my vessel was dirty. So I couldn't, put spiritual food, the Word of God, into my heart. So I started to remove the traces of flesh from my heart. I started to pray for the deep roots among the nine reasons to not being able to enter the rock of faith. Senior pastor said, I have to pull out the big roots first to remove all the roots. So I found the origin of the roots, and I started to repent of my past when I looked at the world and when I was not proper in the sight of God. While I was repeating the process of cleansing my vessel, I could realize and I could feel that the spiritual word of Father God, the goodness, love, and truth, and the word started to fill my heart. And, my co-workers helped me a lot. They served each other and dealt with each other in goodness and love. As I looked at them, I could learn from them, so I could easily experience the spiritual message. Whenever I had problems with the spiritual matter, through the conversation with them, they helped me to solve them. I made a lot of mistakes. I was short, but they always encouraged me, saying, you can do it better. I give my thanks to co-workers, especially to Pastor Dong Cho Shin. Five months later, I received the good news. December 25th, 2011, I was told that I was in between 90 to 91% of the third level of faith. Senior pastor said, so you can come into Spirit next year's in this conference, right? But I couldn't guarantee his word. Then, next time he said, you can come into Spirit next time, right? He gave me that confession of faith. But next time, again, I couldn't guarantee his word. for the days of for the time period of a year. I lost my confidence because I was so slow in increasing my faith. I started to have pimples all over my face. And the pimples started over to my, even to my forehead. My face looked like as if I were stung by bees. I had to come to the church with a lot of pimples over on my face. It was very ugly. People even came to me, "Why do you look like this?" They asked me like this. Some said, "It is the process of, having the original evil coming out from your heart." I tried to avoid their look and their eyes. When it was a peak, I heard the senior pastor is coming down from his mountain. I was kind of worried. Senior pastor always give very close look to workers around him. When they are lean, they said, "You lost your weight. Did you fast?" Or if they change their high school, he said, he usually says, "Something has changed." Like this, the senior pastor always gives a closer look to people around him. So I was so sorry to show my pimples on my face. Probably he will worry about my face. So senior pastor came. On Sunday, people stood up in line to welcome him. It was quite long for to welcome him. Senior pastor came in. We gave him big hands and gave him a confession of love and thanks. But you know what? I was the only one who was dropping my head down. I missed him so much, but I couldn't show my face to him. So I just bowed down with my head looking down on the ground. So my forehead naturally was shown to him. And he said, "What's going on with your forehead?" he asked me. But I couldn't reply. I couldn't say a word. But it was not over. Because pastoral resource team had to receive his sign at the end of the day. Five members of the team went to his office, so I couldn't but show my face. I tried to cover my face with the makeup, but it didn't help. It was time. I couldn't show my face to senior pastor, so I was hiding behind pastor Jae Jung Lee. I was looking down on the ground, and I came towards senior pastor. I can, just this time. And then senior pastor called me, "Sister Hyunjin." He called my name. And I lifted my hand, and I looked at his face that I missed so much. And senior pastor asked me, do you want to see green forest? I was kind of worried. His office is basement. There is no forest. So I thought myself for a while, and then I said, "Yes, I wish I could see a green forest." And he said, "Look at there. It is right there," with his right finger. And I looked at his right side, and there was green forest. There was a small green road with green trees standing by. It was a big picture in his office. There was a green forest, just as senior pastor said. And I looked at him. Senior pastor gave me a beautiful smile. Then I realized something. Senior pastor was giving me a rest. If he had asked me, "What's wrong with your face? Is something wrong with you?" then I couldn't have said any word, and I could have collapsed. But senior pastor knew my weakness and comforted my heart. That's what I felt, as if he were saying, I know your heart. It's okay, I'll wait for you. I could feel the Holy Spirit talking to me like this. It became great understanding, and I realized a field of despair. Because I was brought up my family who always taught me to become perfect in everything, I asked myself, what is the reason to come into spirit? Then I was reminded of something. It was the book, The Measure of Faith, written by senior pastor. Then I started to read the part, the fourth level of faith. The fourth level of faith is the level when you can love Father God at most, without any condition. And I started to cry. Spirit is the heart of Father God. If I truly long for Spirit, then I have to love Father God, the Lord and the Shepherd, at most, foremost. But I was under responsibility and obligation thinking of Spirit. Then I started to change my heart. I started to accomplish the heart of loving Father God, the Shepherd, and the Lord foremost. And I hung on to Father God to feel the heart of Father God who loves me so much. Then I was reminded of a Bible verse, which is Romans 11:29, which says, "For the gifts and the calling of God are irrevocable." Father God has never regretted after He sent us to this earth. Even though the people are living their lives against His word, He never regrets. He knows we are full of shortages. Whenever we make mistakes, He never takes His eyes off from us. He takes care of us, and He gives me opportunities open all the time so that we can turn back. So whenever I felt despair in my heart, I thinking of Father God looking on me with great hope. And then my prayer started to change. I went to sanctuary. And I said, "Father God, can I do it? I'm so sorry. I'm short of many things. I don't think I can do it. I'm not able." I gave this kind of prayer. Then one day I thought, when Father God hears this, Father God wants to hear the love of the confession of love. But if He hears this kind of negative confession, He will be hurt. That's what I thought. So one day I went up to sanctuary, and I gave him the confession of love that I could have made before. "Father God, I love you. I love you. I love you. Father God, thank you. Thank you. I miss you so much." I just said, "I love you" for half an hour. And I could feel the heart of Father God in my heart. "I love you too. Is there any of you who will say, "I'm not able, I cannot do it"? Senior pastor has always said, "You can come into spirit for a year." And he has the same heart for all of you. Senior pastor looks at you, and even though you have weak faith, he always looks at you with a smile, with hope that you will eventually come into your Jerusalem. "You are my sheep." 2 Peter 3:8 says, "But do not let this one fact escape your notice, beloved, that with the Lord one day is like 1,000 years and 1,000 years like one day." Father God has waited for long, long years until you become His beloved children. So, March 31st, I became 3.01% of the fourth level of faith. There is another blessing that I received through my duty. It was the separation of spirit. When I found my name in the list of those whose spirit would be separated, I thought my heart could come out. I couldn't sleep. I grew up witnessing the power of the shepherd, but I've never imagined of my spirit being separated from my body and see the spiritual world. So I thought to myself, only by the grace of the shepherd, only by the power of the shepherd I can do it. I'm just an instrument. And I tried to become the perfect instrument. So for a month and a half, I fasted and prayed. Let me give you my testimony of going to upper grave. If you are new to this, you know, upper grave, so let me explain the upper grave for a while. The grave is the waiting place for those who die. Those saved souls will stay in the upper grave. Those who are not saved will stay in the down lower grave. So the upper grave is called waiting place for heaven. The lower grave is waiting place for hell. So you stay there for 3 years to adapt yourself to the spiritual world and to have the basic spiritual knowledge. And I went to that upper grave. The lower grave is the place the souls who are not saved will wait for the day to be judged, and they are punished there. So I never had this, you know, spiritual, you know, experience. So there was a holy, you know, burden on my shoulder. But Father God gave me a grace to experience the spiritual things 4 days ahead of the separation of spirit. During the Daniel prayer meeting, I saw a boy. He was suffering a lot. He didn't have any, I couldn't see any injury on him. But he looked so serious. He suffered a lot. So I thought he had a serious disease. It was a very small room. And his bed was everything in his house. And the door was so old, it could easily break down anytime. Then his mother came into his room. Then the boy started to smile and welcomed his mother. Then I realized that this boy was smiling at his mother. He didn't want to show his mother how, you know, much, you know, he was suffering. Even though he was suffering, he thought of his mother and showing his mother a smile. He was not in a situation to accept the Lord. But I realized that Father God looked at his heart of goodness, and he could save by giving him mercy to receive salvation by the judgment of conscience. So then I realized that Father God is pleased with goodness, which is the tribute of Father God. After that, finally, it was May 25th. The separation of spirit day. I felt like, you know, my heart was coming out of my heart, coming out from my chest. Then I was thinking of a joke. You will surely come back, right? I'll pray for you. Of course, you know, he wanted to ease my heart, but, you know, I was more nervous. But then, it was amazing. Because the nervousness, you know, disappeared when I was sitting on the altar. And peace came to me. And the senior pastor said, I command Sister Hyunjin Kim have her spirit separated and then go to upper grave. And then the situation changed. In a movie, you go through a tunnel, right? But I skipped that process. I started to see the upper grave right away. Let me tell you one thing among what I saw. It was the faces of those who went to upper grave. I can remember them. With, you know, they were so excited to come to upper grave. They were shouting. Their face was smile all the way. They were so excited, and they were enjoying the moment for the fact that, you know, they received the salvation. They didn't enter paradise. They didn't go to heaven. But they were so delighted with the fact that they were saved. After the separation of spirit, I think of the faces of those who were in upper grave, and I look back on myself. Sometimes I have to go through my, overcome my limit to accomplish the heart of spirit. And whenever I have to struggle against myself, I think of those faces. I should be more joyful because I have hope for a new Jerusalem. Then I looked at myself on the mirror and I smile at myself. 2 Corinthians 4:18 says, "While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal." We have hope for a spiritual place which is not seen. But Father God, with the help of us to see that spiritual realm through our shepherd. Senior pastor explained New Jerusalem in great detail. And you and I have hope for New Jerusalem and run toward the Spirit and the Holy Spirit, right? Do you think it is too difficult to go to that place? Why don't you think of the day, December 25, 2010, 3 years ago? Irrevocable sins. Sins that lead you to death. You were terrified because of sin that you committed. But senior pastor sacrificed himself and paid for justice for our sins and saved us from the darkness into the light, from death to salvation. That was not it. He paid for greater justice to increase our faith. There was a special moment that I couldn't forget. 2 years ago, in December 2011, I believe many of you remember Senior Pastor went to mini crusade, bleeding from his nose. I was in his office, and I could see how he bled. It was like water coming out from the tap. Blood didn't stop from his nose and from his mouth. Nobody could stop the bleeding. The blood, the clutch of the blood came out from his nose and his mouth. So he was leaning on his chair. And he looked at a member of my team one by one. I tried hard not to cry. I was controlling myself. I looked at him and I could see his eyes were just welled up. But you know, he gave a smile. It was a very critical situation, but he rather worried about us and gave a smile. But his bleeding didn't stop. So he stood up to go to the sanctuary for the people, for the congregation who were waiting for the mini crusade. His secretaries stopped him. "You cannot do it. We have to cancel it. You know, the congregation will worry about you more when you vomit blood." The senior pastor said, "I'll just swallow it if the blood comes out from my mouth." And he went to the second sanctuary. Only 10 days left until Christmas this year. While bleeding, he looked at us. He only think of souls, even when he was facing death. And he was urging us to come to New Jerusalem. Why don't you think of him? Let me conclude this message. My testimony was shown in Mami magazine. That one of my co-workers said, "I will do it." And after that Mami magazine, you know, people gave me a joke. "I'll do it, I'll do it." You know, they tried to imitate me. Well, I didn't, you know, realize that, you know, I was doing like that until I shoot for Imami magazine. In May 14, 2013, Pastor Heejin Lee came to the praise and worship service and introduced my confession that she received in the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. Here is the confession. Thank you for accepting my aroma, remembering my smallest goodness, even though it is big or small. Whenever I gave everything to Father God, you remembered it. Thank you for your grace. While I was preparing for this sermon, I thought to myself, what is the goodness that I piled up before Father God? I am not doing a great duty. I didn't pile up great goodness. But then I realized that I'll do it. I remember my attitude. It was not done in formality. I did it from the depths of my heart. I did it with joy because I was serving others. But Father God remembered it and paid me back with grace. All the small things piled up and I could become a fruit of spirit. I believe that you are making an effort to give the aroma of goodness to Father God no matter what you do. When your effort is piling up like this, the love of Father God, of the Lord, of the Shepherd, will fill your heart. I hope that you can receive the blessing that Father God has prepared for you until you enter New Jerusalem. I will end my testimony. Let's think over the message and pray together. Let's receive senior pastor's prayer for the sick on screen. Lay your hands on the sick part of your body. If you are not sick, lay your hand on your chest for the desires of your heart. Hallelujah, Father God Almighty, Father of love. Please lay your hands on all believers who are receiving this prayer now. Show your works transcending space and time on those who are receiving this prayer through GCN, through satellite, and on the internet, in branch churches and local sanctuaries around the world. Give them faith to believe, and drive away negative thoughts and doubts, and drive away all tests and trials. From head to toe, all internal joints, nerves, tissues, and cells, whatever the sick part may be, burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit and with the original light. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, all diseases and germs and viruses and infirmities, go away. May the light come. Father, please scorch all the terminal and incurable diseases with the fire of the Holy Spirit. Drive away all endemic diseases such as malaria. All contagious diseases such as cold, flu, fever, go away. Father, protect them from all kinds of germs and viruses. Heal them of all stomach cancer, lung cancer, liver cancer, breast cancer, uterine cancer, and intestinal cancers, as well as AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high blood pressure, low blood pressure, diabetes, thyroid diseases, heart diseases, lung diseases, women diseases, and in all inflammations. Heal them of polio, stroke, arthritis, and herniated discs. Back pain, headache, neurosis, and all other pains, go away. Epilepsy, autism, depression, neurosis, and other mental diseases, go away. All kinds of paralysis, be loosened. Get up, walk, and leap. Let the eyes see well, let the ears hear well, and let the blind come to see, let the deaf come to hear, and let the mute come to speak. Heal them of after effects of all kinds of accidents and fix their broken bones. And restore them from burns, and let the heat and burning sensation go away, and let there be no scar left. Be cleansed from all kinds of drug addictions, poisoning, and substance abuse. Let the dead nerves, tissues, and cells be regenerated and bring the dead back to life, Father. And give the blessing of conception. May you receive the blessing of conception. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, and the ruler of the air, and the evil forces of darkness, go away. And their servants also go away. Go away, you evil spirits, unclean spirits, false spirits, deceiving spirits, and separating spirits, and all forces of darkness. Loosen the bonds of wickedness. Darkness, you go away. May the light come. Father God, give them strength to cry out their prayer, to cry out in their prayer, and power to cast off sins and to become sanctified. As their soul prosper, let all things go well with them, and let their family be evangelized. And protect them from all kinds of accidents and disasters throughout this week, and bless them to lead a prosperous life without any problems. With the firewall of the Holy Spirit, with heavenly hosts and angels, and with your blessing eyes, protect your children, their family, workplace, and business. Give our students wisdom and understanding, and give them fervor and passion to study hard. Please keep their hearts and minds from the worldly things, and let them love God more fervently. Whether your children eat or drink or whatever they may do, let them do it all for the glory of Father God. Let them say, I met God, I experienced God, I received His answers and blessings. Let them testify like this. Father God, thank you. Be glorified alone. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.